This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Hey there. Now, recently I did a special project. It was actually inspired by a presentation for a conference. And in talking about the idea with the conference organizer, I decided that what I wanted to do was do a concept that I have thought about forever, which is to mystery shop some companies. Now, mystery shopping is kind of like what you see on those hidden camera shows where somebody's got, like, you know, a spy camera in their glasses or on a button, and they walk into a store and they film it, right? Like, if you've ever seen Undercover Boss or any hidden camera type shows, it's that, except mystery shopping is going into a store, retail location, something like that, with the explicit goal of asking questions, observing what an employee does, and then giving that feedback back to the company, to the managers, to the leaders, so that they can take action, right? More training, more guidance, kudos if somebody does a great job, whatever that looks like, right? Where most people are pretty familiar with that. So I thought, hey, why don't I do that for business to consumer, financial services, debt relief, credit repair, insurance, anything that's like an enrollment process for consumers to help them out? Because a lot of times I talk to companies and they don't think they have a problem. They think they're doing okay. And I think really they're too close to the forest to see the trees. And they just think they're good at what they do and they don't realize the holes. And it's not that it's always a bad thing or a negative thing. It's just you don't really see it. And a lot of us don't. Like, even as humans, if we you know, go bigger picture, most of us can't see our own issues, right? Other people can. It's always easier for us to see what other people are doing wrong, where they're making mistakes, where they should change their lifestyle or change this or that or whatever. Like, it's so much easier for us to see that in others than in ourselves, because our brain just protects us, right? It's the ego. It's our comfort zone. There's so many things. So what I did was I went through the process of having my team mystery shopping over 100 companies, filling out forms, submitting information, waiting for phone calls, and seeing what happens. Now, in this episode, what I want to talk about, I'm going to talk about this in the next few solo episodes. So if you tune in, it's kind of going to be a series that I'm going to put together around this, because I think this insight is so valuable. If you're in sales, if you're an individual contributor, you're a salesperson, this is super important for you, because this is the difference between winning and losing, or winning and having a harder time in your role of, you know, making sales calls or taking leads or following up on the leads that you're given. If you're a manager, a leader, a business owner, then this is for you. This is going to trigger you. This is going to hopefully wake you up and have you realize, wait, I need to do something about this, because I'm pretty sure this is an issue for me, right? And of course, this is what I help companies with. But if nothing else, at least take some of this information and try to make some changes internally. So the first step here that I looked at when we examined this mystery shopping kind of program was speed to lead, which is typically how it's referred to. So the time it takes from filling out a form online or somebody requesting information to actually being contacted. What does that look like? Now, here's the interesting thing is that based on some survey data, not my own, but industry survey, 78% of customers buy from the company that responds to their inquiry first. So 78% of customers will buy from the company that responds to them first. Harvard Business Review also did a survey of this, because it's a really hot topic. There's a lot of money to be made and lost in this speed to lead conversation. Harvard Business Review said that businesses are 7 times more likely to qualify a lead when reaching out within an hour as opposed to just 1 hour later. So if a company reaches out within 1 hour of somebody submitting a request for information, then they are 7 times more likely to qualify that lead, which means reaching out to the lead, actually having a conversation and determining if that lead is a good qualified lead, not selling them, but qualifying them, which I think is important to understand. It doesn't mean you're going to sell them within an hour. It just means you're going to qualify and determine that, yes, that is a person you want to talk to. So keeping in mind, 78% of customers will buy from the first one they speak with, and companies that qualify within the first hour or reach out in the first hour are 7 times more likely to qualify that lead and be successful with that lead and move them forward. So you would think, knowing all that and knowing that the money is made in the time it takes for you to contact somebody, you'd think companies would be successful at that. You'd think they would reach out. Well, here is the challenge, is that they're not. And the problem is really comes down to understanding your consumer. Your consumer is filling out a form. They want help. Whenever we, again, all of us are also consumers in our daily life, right? So think about yourself as a customer. When I fill out a form, I'm thinking about it now. It's on my to-do list now. I want help now. I want to get it off my plate now, right? Like, it's in my open loops in my head. It's on a to-do list somewhere. It's something somebody's asking me to do for them. Whatever it is, I want it done now, which is why I filled out the form. And so, filling it out and not getting any word back from somebody for a while is not good. Now, here's what's interesting is when we went through this process, when we did our mystery shopping and then tracked our data, not even the speed to lead, but 35.64% of the companies actually called us back after we filled out a form, which means nearly 65% of the people, of the companies we reached out to, never called us a single time. Not even once, right? Didn't even call us, didn't reach out, didn't even try, didn't care, just went into some black hole somewhere. A little over 35% actually did, which is sad. Now, out of those 35% that did it, 41, I'm looking at the stats here, 41.67% were the same day, 58% were 24 hours or later, right? And within that same day, 20% of the same day was it within 1 minute, right? And 33% were with 1 to 5 minutes, 26.67 were 6 to 30, and then 20% were 30 minutes to 24 hours. So we're talking about this, right? It's like 42% of the 35% of the people we reached out to did it in the first day. As an indication, what are you doing in your process, right? That's the big question to be asking yourself. How is your process built? Whether, again, you're an individual salesperson and you can control that speed to lead yourself and you're reaching out, or if you're a company and you're managing that, what are you doing to help with that speed to lead? What are you doing to set your team up for success? And if you're buying leads, if you're spending money to generate interest in your company, or you're buying leads of somebody who filled out a form over here, and then you're wanting to move them forward in your call center or with your sales team, what are you doing to capitalize on that? If you want to fill one of the biggest holes in most sales operations bucket, it's about that speed to lead. It's about how quickly you can do it. And fundamentally, it's 2022. If you don't have that automated, if it's not happening automatically with technology, and you're still relying on humans to do it at the right time as quickly as possible, using their own willpower and their own decision-making ability of call this versus do that, you're going to continue to have the losses that you do. And if you're an individual contributor, if you're a salesperson, you know what that's like. You're busy over here. A new lead comes in. You have this other thing. You don't know what to prioritize. I'll call that one back. Sometimes it's just human nature. It's not even intentional. It's just things get busy and you miss things, or you forget to call this person. And so you're leaving money on the table. That person is interested in the moment. You want to talk to them as soon as possible. Get in touch with them as quickly as possible. If you're not, you're going to be struggling. You're going to be missing a lot of opportunities. As they say, you're going to be leaving a lot of money on the table. And so the biggest thing to look at is, how do you fix that? How do you stop that loss of not contacting people at all, or not contacting them fast enough? So hopefully that helps. Make sure to stay tuned for more of these, because like I said, I'm going to do a series of this with the lessons I learned from some parts of the mystery shopping program that we did, and hopefully help you.